So the last 10 years, you've lost, probably the biggest loss to mainland has been Thailand. We lost that about 4 or 5 years ago with no improvement to re-access there. The market access to Korea is limited now for mainland. Vietnam was lost as of January 1st this year, and Russia's currently under embargo, so we have no access to that market either.
Still no freight access, air freight access to China.
No, and a sea freight protocol currently that is completely unworkable. You know, without that, any new market access, including an improvement to the China protocol, our export opportunities this year are fairly limited, again.
Cherries facing such big hurdles for a big crop and no market access to all of those markets. But with the opening this weekend of the cherry season, you have Thailand's ambassador coming to do the honours. What will that mean?
Well, we've maintained a very close relationship with the Thais through their ambassadors and representatives in Australia, and have regularly hosted them through orchards in Young. And we are very, very privileged to have the ambassador attending our season launch on the weekend. So the focus once again will be on market improvement. We have a cold disinfestation protocol that is waiting gazettal into Thailand. So that will be a chief point to try and have that finally gazetted, but with a clear focus on trying to get an air freight protocol into Thailand. So as with all markets that we want to improve access to, for China, Thailand, Korea, the United States and others around the world, is that market access will be the principal focus of the cherry industry at all opportunities we have to discuss that issue.
And you've even got sheds, packing sheds, that have registered for access to China in the hope that they could get access this year?
Yeah, so since we had the mainland protocol that is currently unworkable signed a few years ago, we've had the opportunity to register orchards and sheds for export to China. And we've got a number of growers here in Young and then across the state, and indeed mainland Australia, who continue to pay out of their own pocket registration fees and audits for export to China, knowing that the current sea freight protocol is unworkable and they won't ship a single box under that protocol without improvement to it. And that's their commitment. They're absolutely resolved in their commitment to exporting to China, and to prove to the Chinese government they're ready to be exporting and they're willing to export. They go down that path of registering their operation every year, and yet without any improvement, which has not been forthcoming since that protocol has been signed, they will still be stuck on the sideline and unable to ship a single box of cherries under that protocol.
The federal member for Hume, Angus Taylor, will be here, as will Fiona Nash, National Senator, and representatives of Horticulture Innovation Australia. There will be strong messages for those politicians and industry research and development organisations?
Absolutely, and DOA are attending as well. So there's everyone in that room will have the power to get protocol improvement achieved, to get that market improvement that we need, because ultimately the message of it's going to be is, look, you know, whatever happens during 2015-2016 harvest, this year will be a failure because of no other reason but we have not achieved a single new market access protocol or a single bit of market improvement to any of the protocols we currently have to facilitate further export. So while ever that remains the case, all the efforts of everyone who's putting work into achieving new market access this year will go down in history for the cherry industry as a failure.